M7 recording length 09 minutes and 58 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 7 Open Cluster M7, and GC6475, Type E, in Scorpius the Scorpion's Tail, Ptolemy's Cluster M7.jpg, Right Ascension 17, 53.9, H colon M, Declination, 34, 49. Deg colon M, distance 0.8, Cli, visual brightness 3.3, Mag, apparent dimension 80.0, Arc Min, known to Ptolemy 130 AD, Messier 7, Million 7, and GC6475, is a large and brilliant group, easily detected with the naked eye. As Burnham describes it, the cluster is seen projected on a background of numerous fainting distant Milky Way stars. This splendid cluster was known to Ptolemy, who mentioned it about 130 AD and described it as the nebula following the sting of Scorpius. The description may also include M6, but this is uncertain. Because of this presumable discovery, the present author H.F. has proposed the name Ptolemy's Cluster for M7 some years ago, a proposition which has found some acceptance meanwhile. M7 was observed by Hondrini before 1654. Who counted 30 stars. Edmund Halley listed it as number 29 in his Catalogue of Southern Stars of 1678, and Abula Kale added it to his Catalogue of Southern Objects as Lacii.14. Charles Messier included it as number 7 in his Catalogue on May 23, 1764. M7 consists of about 80 stars brighter Mag 10 in a field of about 1.3 degrees apparent diameter, which at its distance of perhaps 800 light-years corresponds to a linear extension of 18 or 20 light-years. It was classified as of Trumpler type I-3, M or I-3-R. This group is approaching us at 14 km/sec. The brightest star is a yellow giant, spectral type GG8, Mag 5.6. The hottest main sequence star is of spectral type B6, Mag 5.89. M7's age was estimated at 220 million years, both according to the Sky Catalog 2000 and the new calculation of the Geneva Group of GMNET. Recent work suggests a slightly larger distance of 1,000 light-years, which would increase the size to 25 light-years but would not affect the age. Aquinquist found that this is one of the clusters with the highest degree of concentration toward the center. Modern sources agree on M7's integrated apparent visual brightness at magnitude 3.3, while older estimates, mostly from northern observers, had this southern cluster significantly underestimated at Mag 4.1 to 5.0. Messier 7 observations and descriptions known to Ptolemy 130 AD. Messier, M7, May 23, 1764 717 H 38 meters O2s, 264 D 30, 24, 34 D 40, 34, a star cluster, more considerable than the preceding M6. To the naked eye, this cluster looks like a nebulosity. It is little distant from the preceding, placed between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius, Dom 30. Handwritten remark, Lacaille has it, Membacid for 1771, p. 438, First Messier Catalog. I have determined in the same night May 23 to 24, 1764, the position of another star cluster which is more considerable and of a larger extension. Its diameter could occupy 30 arc minutes. This star cluster also appears at simple view to the unaided eye, like a considerable nebulosity. But when examining it with a refractor, the nebulosity disappears, and one perceives nothing but a cluster of small stars, among which there is one which has more light. This cluster is little distant from the preceding. It is between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius. I observed in the meridian the passage of the middle of this cluster, and compared it to the star Epsilon Sagittarii for determining its position. Its right ascension was 264 D 30, 24, and its declination 34 D 40, 34, south. P 455, 1764.May.23, Ra, 264.30.24, Dec, 34.40.34.8, Diom, 0.30, cluster of stars, little distant from the preceding, between the bow of Sagittarius and the tail of Scorpius, Ptolemy, about 130 AD. Almagest, number 567, a nebulous cluster following the sting of Scorpius. Ulegbeg, Ulegbeg 564, Hodrina, Hodii.2, Halley, 1678, Halley number 29, Catalogue of Southern Stars, number 29, nebulous star at longitude 264:00, latitude 13:25:05, 1678, equals Ra 17:53.8, Dec 36:53:42, 2000.0, Durham, number 16, second appended, 1733, Nebulosa, nebulous star, between Scorpio's tail, and the bow of Sagittarius, at 14 D 32:00, Scorpio long and 11 D 25:00, south lat, Dichaso, DCH number 10, together with number 9 equals NGC 6231, the two last objects of the catalogue of Messrs. Durham and Maupertuis, Lacaille, Lacaille.14, 17:37:12, 34:39:55, group of 15 or 20 stars very close together, in the figure of a square, 1763, observed on June 15, 1752, Bode, Bode 41, a star cluster, William Herschel, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 651, 1783, July 30, about 20 stars, only seen once, John Herschel, 1847, H 3710, H 3710 equals M7, sweep 592, May 29, 1835, Ra 17842 meters 39.6 as, NPD 124 D 46 meters 21s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, April course CLV II class, of about 60 Saints 7.8.12 m, which fills field, Erig Fig, asterisk 8 meters taken, a brilliant coarse cluster of the VIII class after William Herschel, a coarsely scattered clusters of stars, of about 60 Saints 7.8.12 m, which fills the field, irregular figure, a star of 8th magnitude taken, sweep 791, June 7, 1837, Ra 17842 meters 39.6 as, NPD 124 D 45 meters 40s, 1830.0, CLV II cluster of W. Herschel's class VIII, very fine and brilliant, stars of very large and mixed magnitudes, fills field, J. H. wrongly assigns his H 3708 equals NGC 6453, a globular cluster discovered by him, equals M7, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4340, GC 4340 equals H 3710 equals M7, Lacaille, Ra 17844 meters 39.6 as, NPD 124 D 46 meters 37.9s, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VB, Price, LC, Saint 7, 12 3 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, cluster, very bright, pretty rich, little compressed, stars from 7th to 12th magnitude, drier, NGC 6475, NGC 6475 equals GC 4340 equals H 3710, Halley, Lacaille.14, M7, Ra 17844 meters 40s, NPD 124 D 46.5 meters, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VB, Pri, LC, Saint 7, 12, equals M7 cluster, very bright, pretty rich, little compressed, stars from 7th to 12th magnitude, remark, figure in Blanchini observations selecti, Verona, 1737, p. 231, content car as if says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using SpokenText, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about SpokenText, visit www.spokentext.net.